All right, TJ Albright, another main event, 3 for 3. And yeah, like, you're at the point where you're like, now I bet you in your mind, you're like, I got to get closer to the top 10. I got to get closer into that mix. And let's face it, it's there for you. The coast has got some injuries, so I could see it.
Yeah, coming into this weekend, I was really confident. I really thought that I was going to get the top 10 done. I got off to a great start in the main event, 3 for 3 in the main events now, 14, 16, 14. Mm-hmm. I got off to a great start. I was like, I had 18th gate pick, came from the back, got 9th in the heat race. I got like a 6th place start, and then 4th or 5th took out 4th in like the 3rd turn. I'm like, dude, come on. I got stuck behind him, shuffled back to 18th. And then, yeah, fought back up to 14th. Rain in the middle of it kind of, you know, was hard on the vision and stuff like that. I kind of went away from, like, the 3 onto the table, the big line and the big rhythm. And then when I got passed by the leaders with, like, 2 laps to go, I seen that they were doing it, but they were just going higher and, like, the fluffy stuff where there was traction. So then I kind of changed my lines and then went back to that and was able to take it in for 14th. It was good improvements. My riding throughout the day was consistently better and better, where like the last couple weekends I'd have a good free practice, a shitty qualifier, and then maybe squeak out a good qualifier, where today kind of was just building throughout the day. So yeah, I'm happy with it, and on to Glendale, and we get 3 shots at the top 10.
Tough track, man.
Dude, it was brutal. I love skimming whoops. I love whoops. Yeah. Those whoops were something else, man. And the whole track was super busy. Like, a lot of rhythm sections. I'm not a fan of when the rhythm lanes are turning. Like, it's just, you have so much, it's so hard to trust your front end when you're turning up a face, especially when it was raining. Yeah, the track was really challenging. The over-under, there was a few times I 50-50'd the tough blocks on the right side. Yeah. Just whoops into sand, into an over-under. It's like, you know, it's pretty difficult, but track was the same for everyone, but I think everyone you talk to is going to say that the track's pretty difficult.
Rolled whoops, though, were fantastic.
Yeah, they're great. I don't know what everybody else was complaining about. I think it was the operators. I think if we got the operators from Paris, I think that's what maybe did it. So I think they should put Corey and Ross to the side and then take that guy over here.
Great to hear that.
Half the price.
Yeah. Is Welton okay? There's rough days, and then there's Marshall Welton's day today, like literally cartwheeling, crashing off the track. I mean, wow. I don't know where Marsh is. I hope he's alive.
Marsh is already out of here. He's probably back in Lake Elsinore right now. But yeah, Marshall had a rough day.
On it early. He looked good. And then,
yeah, dude. I ride with Marshall during the week. We do our motos together at the Yamaha track. And Marshall Welton is so good. And during the week, we rode with Jay Coop this week. And during the week, he's like a second off Jay Coop. Yeah. And, you know, he puts a lot into it, and he analyzes a lot, and he's like, why can I not do this at the race, blah, 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 and he starts tweaking out. But, yeah, Marshall had a really, really, really rough day.
Unbelievable. Well, hey, man, yeah, 3 for 3, keep it going. You know, like I said, like, the depth isn't great, and I think you can get closer to the top 10, and you've been riding well, so. Yeah.
Thank you, appreciate it.